Welcome to Early BP, last day of the homestand as the D-backs trying to get back to even on the 10-game stand before they hit the road for three series inside the Western Division. I'm Mike Farron, and this is our final Early BP until the D-backs come back on May 31st. D-backs fell last night to the San Francisco Giants 8-5. Zach Godley gave up four runs and three in the third innings, and the D-backs, while they mounted rallies, never could quite get all the way back in the game. Home runs from Eduardo Escobar, his team-leading 10th, and Carson Kelly is 4th in the loss. Today, the D-backs will send Robbie Ray to the mound against Drew Pomeranz for the San Francisco Giants. We'll talk more about that with Torrey Lovello in just a bit, but let's take a look back at the last week in review. It's time to take a look back at the previous week in D-backs week in review. Coming into Sunday, the D-backs had dropped two straight to the Atlanta Braves, and the offense had been frustrating, leaving tons of runners on base. Adam Jones brought the D-backs a little bit closer.
There's a drive, deep left field, at the warning track, at the wall, over the bullpen. Two-run homer Jones, it's 4-3 Atlanta.
Well, Adam made sure that this ball had enough carry to it. That ball was whacked out there.
D-backs offense couldn't push another run across, though, as they fall to Atlanta 5-3. They left 40 men on base during the Braves series. It was also unique on Sunday because the D-backs tried the opener strategy for the first time. Zach Godley got the start and went through the order one time before turning things over to John Duplantier. Here's Torrey Lovello.
We obviously, you saw Zach get removed after two innings. It was obviously by design. We've been talking about that for a while. I know that you guys have been asking me about the opener. We had some features, obviously, of an opener, but we wanted to go that route and utilize the best of Zach and the best of John and then see where that lands us inside of the game.
Starting Monday, the D-backs welcomed in the Pittsburgh Pirates, and Eduardo Escobar helped pace the offense.
The 0-1 pitch to him. Swing and a drive down the right field line. Off the wall. Extra bases. He'll score two. Escobar's heading to third base. They'll get the ball back in. He'll hold on there with a triple. Ends up with a three-base hit to give the Diamondbacks a 4-2 lead. So there's a drive deep right field. Cabrera goes back at the fence. It's gone. Home run Escobar. Diamondbacks add to the lead, and it goes to 7-2.
No, you know, it's a special day. You know, after the loser in the series in Atlanta, you know, I got an opportunity to bring it around to home, but today, new week, you know, everybody got something more focused when the guys in the base, you know, so today I got a good day because, you know, everybody got to bring it around to the home plate.
D-backs beat Pittsburgh 9-3 in the opener of the three-game set. The offense couldn't figure out Joe Musgrove in game two as they fell 6-2, but it was a big day again for them in the matinee on Wednesday. Gerard Dyson helping to pace the action.
3-2 and a little floater. Shallow center, base hit, and it's going to score a couple. Greinke still pays off. He scores from second after Murphy came in from third. Dyson dumps a two-run single into center, and the lead goes to 5-0.
Dyson off to a fast start this season, scored three times in the 11-1 win over Pittsburgh, and it's easy for him to understand why he's performed so well.
I want to say just being healthy for the most part, you know, I'm in a great, better shape than last year. So, you know, that's the type of things I can do when I'm healthy and things going my way. I create habits up there. And that's what I did today.
Health was at the forefront of the D-backs' mind because as good as the 11-1 victory felt, there were a couple of key injuries. David Peralta left the game with tightness in his right trapezius muscle. And Zach Greinke, throwing a shutout in the eighth inning, left mid at bat because of tightness in his abdomen.
It's a little different. It reminded me of the oblique thing from 2016, but it was lighter than that. And so that's what I thought it was at first, was a oblique thing similar to 2016, and I didn't want to push it, and hopefully it wouldn't be as bad. But it seems to be in a little bit different spot, and it's lighter. So, I mean, last time it was 6 weeks. Hopefully it's not even 6 days, but we'll see.
Which side is it on?
It's a left side.
More towards the center of your, rather than the leaks aside, right?
I mean, I don't want to point to it, but it's in the rib, intercostal, oblique, that general area. And I mean, sometimes that stuff moves around, and then you think it's the one thing and it's something else, so we'll see.
And MRI revealed no structural damage for Greinke, and he will make his next scheduled start on Tuesday after going through a bullpen session Saturday. David Peralta was back in the lineup Friday night when the D-backs welcomed in the San Francisco Giants, and he helped to spark the offense.
He swings, hits one into left center field. Back on it goes Duggar at the wall, and it is gone. Opposite field home run for David Peralta, and the Diamondbacks shoot on top 1-0, his seventh of the year.
It was also a three-hit night for Adam Jones, who overall has seen some big things from this D-backs offense.
There's going to be times where we're going to be having fun. There's going to be times that we're not scoring runs. It's part of the game, up and down. But we got some good veterans around here to where we keep keep an even keel. You know, like I said, we a couple series ago, we left 40 guys on base through a whole series. This year, the last four games, we've got the guys in from third a lot better. So tomorrow, you never know what could happen. It could be the same. You never know. That's why you got to come out every day with a new attitude and grind it out. You never know what this game is going to present, but one thing that you can change and can control is your attitude.
Saturday, the D-backs found themselves in a 4-0 hole early, and they could not rally as they ended up losing to the San Francisco Giants 8-5. They finished the week 3-3, and that's a look back at the week in review on the Diamondbacks Radio Network. That's what it sounded like over the last week, a D-backs week in review. Now let's visit with the manager, Torrey Lovello, about last night's game and today. Torrey, Zach Godley felt like he was in the strike zone more last night, just couldn't finish guys. What did you see from his outing?
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, the conversations that I've had with Zach, I've asked him to improve in certain things in certain areas, and he's done that. And he was around the zone with all of his pitches. He got into some kill counts and unfortunately couldn't make that final pitch. He had some good moments, I'm not going to lie, but I think that in the most crucial parts of the game or the crucial part of the at-bat, he just didn't finish off the hitter, and it led to maybe an extra base runner or an extra base hit. As a result, ended up in three extra runs.
You know, I'm sure you've heard it either through your dog's Twitter account or from others, but D-backs fans keep wondering why go back to the well with Zach. So why has that happened, and will you continue to go with him in the rotation?
Well, I'm walking through that right now. I'm getting as much information as I can, and that's just the process that I follow. I get as much input, and then eventually we'll make the final decision about what we're going to do moving forward. The reasons why, we just felt like this was a situation where there was a spot for him. He had gone to the bullpen, he'd thrown the ball good, and we wanted to see what it looked like. And you know, at this point in time in the season, not that we are having any throwaway games, we just felt like it would be a good matchup for him against this team that he's had a lot of success or has had success against in the past. We felt like it'd be a good test for him to see where he is at. So, once again, you know, I'll make these decisions moving forward. I'm going to get as much information as possible, sit down, let the athletes know what my thoughts are as soon as possible.
How quickly do you hope to make a decision?
A lot sooner than later. I don't believe in having anything linger. I like to take care of things yesterday. And I want to make sure that these athletes know where I'm at and what I'm aligned with as soon as possible so they can go out and start to do their job to the best of their ability. So I know that I have a little bit of time. Zach is unavailable today under most circumstances because of what he did yesterday. So I know I have a little bit of time, and that's why I'm going to try and do as much research as I possibly can and get as much input as I possibly can.
How did you feel about the approach against Bumgarner last night?
I felt like it was good and bad at times. I know certain guys had a good approach. They were trying to get the ball out over and get some extension and beat it to the X. With other guys, I feel like the ball was getting a little bit too deep and he's able to make his pitches. So, you know, you have to understand that he's one of the best in the game for a reason. He knows how to pitch. He knows how to get out of trouble when he's in trouble. But I thought later in the game it got a little bit better than it was in the first two or three innings.
All right, today, Robbie Ray goes back to the mound, and David Peralta back in the lineup. Mm-hmm. What were the conversations like last night and this morning with David?
Well, David, he was ready to pinch hit last night, and I told him, basically, you know, we're going to save you until it's a really, really important time in the game where you can either tie the game or put us ahead. So He was available. I saw him this morning. He said that he's ready to go and he feels good. And it's one of those little nagging injuries that is more muscular in nature, where it just gets a little stiff. It's like a little stiff neck in an area where it's important to the swing. So I know that he feels good. I know Robbie feels good. We want to go ahead and win the series. We feel like it's an important day.
You face Drew Pomeranz. What's a key against the left-hander?
Well, it's a fastball, knuckle curve, I'll say, a really sharp breaking ball. To make sure that the breaking ball is elevated up in the zone, and to make sure that he's throwing strikes with his fastball. He can't get a little erratic with his fastball, but you know, he's a crafty left-handed pitcher today. I know many years ago there's a little bit more power behind things, and that's what just Father Time will do to you, but he knows how to pitch, and we got to be ready for several mistakes.
D-backs manager Torrey Lovello joining us as we get you ready for the D-backs and the San Francisco Giants. Coming up, we'll be back with more early BP on the next homestand. Stay tuned to this podcast feed, though, for more information coming up on the draft June 3rd. D-backs with 7 of the first 75 picks. Awesome interviews and information over the next couple weeks before the D-backs come home. First pitch on its way shortly. Drew Pomeranz, Robbie Ray, the pitching matchup. And make sure you catch a BP show at 12:30 on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, and the D-backs Network. Thanks for joining us for some early BP.